June 20th. Perfect conditions today. Southwest wind and a smoky sky. We'll be out there for the last 2 hours of the ebb tide. Wind northeast, fish bite least. Wind southwest, fish bite best. That's true for these waters, anyway. You said last time, it's peaceful coming back in. It's exciting going out. Does your saying that mean that you're so quickly reconciled to the idea of killing fish, at least for food? No. That wasn't what I had in mind. I was thinking of how serene it is out on the water, cut away from the world. But I also have to admit that the experience of catching that bluefish the other day has hung on in my mind, like the half-memory of a vivid dream with its vague residue of both pleasure and disturbance. That was a vivid fish you caught. It certainly was, and it tasted good, too. Yet I still feel troubled. Tell me, why is it always rough, off the point here? I suppose the reason they called the two promontories East Chop and West Chop was that there's almost always choppy water off each of them. Or maybe they called them chops because they're the jaws of the harbor. The troubled water, anyway, is a result of a conversation that's always going on off these points between the wind and the current. The influences quarrel. Sometimes they get as contentious out here as Capulets and Montagues, or managers and umpires, threatening to kill. The Scots call these disturbances roosts. They've given some of the cruelest of the mythic names. The Boar of Duncansby and the Merry Men of May at Pentland Firth. And there are such fierce ones off the Shetlands that in this confused, tumbling and bursting sea, the British Islands pilot says, vessels often become entirely unmanageable and sometimes founder. On wild days here, east wind, westerly current, I've learned by bitter experience to skirt the turbulence. We can bounce through it easily today. Am I right that we're getting farther out on middle ground today than last time? Yes. On an ebbing current, the blues often move out to the west. Then they'll work along the shoal against the current, so that at slack water, at dead low tide, they'll be back up at this end.